This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite and via the internet, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers too, for the job they do keeping America free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, all of those construction workers, plus the bulk mail centers sorting the mail, and the mail haulers bringing the mail to them. Thanks for the job you do keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And I had you marching around the breakfast table, didn't I?
Almost.
Okay, well, gosh, this is just turning out to be, if it's not Mexico, if it's not Venezuela, then it's going to have to be the third most popular thing today would be the Attorney General, William Barr, going to talk in front of the Senate. And here's about a minute worth of Kellyanne Conway talking about what she thinks we're going to see today.
Bill Barr, will he testify for the House on Thursday, yes or no?
Well, we'll leave that to him. He's certainly testifying to the Senate, so it's not like he's afraid to answer questions under oath. But the harassment of Bill Barr and the disrespect is completely disgraceful to this man who spent his career in public service and in private law practice. No less of a soul than Joe Biden voted for Bill Barr's confirmation as Attorney General the first time around. And I think that people are just mad at Bob Mueller and his investigators for not getting the president in an interview, for shutting down the investigation before those who felt like they should produce the goods.
I will take that.
So they're taking this on Bill Barr, but I'll leave that to him. I think it's outrageous the way they want to play the system. And let me just say something about Jerry Nadler. I just read an interview in the last few minutes where he's saying that they can arrest people or fine them up to $20,000 a day for not complying with subpoenas to appear. Are we now actually going to do that with Chuck and Nancy coming over to talk about infrastructure? Are we actually dangling arrests of innocent citizens for not complying with subpoenas? I think Congress needs to calm down a little bit on this.
We will watch in the Senate on Wednesday. We'll see what happens in the House on Thursday. I'm out of time, but thank you for
yours. Thank you, Bill. A lot of news this morning, so thank you.
When's the last time that Congress arrested somebody for not answering a subpoena and charged them $20,000?
It's just bluster.
That's right. You're right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know why we're... I mean, Jerry Nadler, you know, you can fight a subpoena all day long, too.
Yep.
I mean, you don't have to necessarily even comply to one. You can go to court and challenge a subpoena.
That's right. So this is all about they didn't like the results of the Mueller report, and they're taking it out on Barr to begin with, and they're hoping when they get to talk to Mueller, that Mueller's going to say something, because there was a report of a letter that was sent to the Attorney General. Yes, there was a letter sent. Then there was a report of what was apparently in the letter. However, that's where they get into the fake news again. Explain.
Well, you know, some of the media sources, including some of the members of Congress, have decided that the letter one was leaked. We don't know who leaked it by a long stretch because it was written on March the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
But Mueller said in the letter that the gist of the report that Bill Barr published as a summary to the Mueller investigation was taken out of context and necessarily the spirit of the investigation. But he was not laying the blame, interestingly enough, on Barr.
Right.
He was laying the blame on the media.
Yep.
So now Nadler wants a copy of the letter. Okay, whatever. Did Mueller want to make any changes? No. Did he want to, you know, have any kind of, amendment to the, Barr summary? No. So it's a moot conversation, but according to media, they want to take it another direction. So it's like, whatever.
Well, sure, because again, they're trying to hit the angle, you know, again, they're going after Barr by whatever means that they can go after him. And it's just, in my opinion, it's not going to work.
Okay. I mean, you know, Barr is a big boy. Barr is a first-rate gentleman about all of this. But here's the other interesting thing. And a lot of people don't necessarily understand this, especially when it comes to Rosenstein. And that is this. When lawyers are discussing a case, you know, they even argue about the facts of the case. That's why you end up in a court with a judge that judges.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so we're in a situation here, I would argue that lawyers argue both sides or many sides to a particular case, and that's the reason we, you know, certainly end up at the Supreme Court on a lot of issues. So that's what we can't begin to know the kind of discussions that were going on inside the Mueller operation. We can't begin to know the kind of discussions that were going on in the Department of Justice. And certainly when it comes to, you know, the entire investigation, including with the FBI. Remember, there was a pile of FBI guys that were assigned to the Mueller operation. And
all right.
There was a pile of lawyers.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, Beto is becoming more irrelevant, and yesterday, to try to be relevant, he said, we've only got 10 more years left before we all die and the planet gets destroyed.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
To the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the USCCA. You know, what do 285,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense means by either shooting or a knife or a club or a ball bat or whatever it is that a person has to do to defend themselves. And the USCCA can provide you with immediate legal protection because they know the legal system doesn't always get it right. So go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. And while you're there, you're going to get a drop-down screen to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. So make sure you do that. And if you become a member of the USCCA, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff. Plus, you'll also be able to get the Concealed Carry magazine, which is a magazine that has got all kinds of information in it, plus savings on camping and fishing and hunting, and you'll be able to really have a good time reading that magazine. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and click on the USCCA logo that's right there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello again.
Hello again.
We have got a little audio here. Mr. Beto, who's becoming more irrelevant, came out and talked about global warming, of all places, at Yosemite National Park in California.
Muy buenos dias from the Yosemite Valley here in California, where we are announcing the most ambitious climate plan in the history of the United States. We will ensure that we are at net zero greenhouse gas emissions by the year 2050, and that we are halfway there by 2030, a little more than 10 years from now. That means mobilizing $5 trillion, means investing in people and communities and the technology that will allow us to be the leader in the world in ensuring that we're there for the next generation. I want you to be part of this effort. You can find more details at the link below, and you can follow us over the course of the day. Thanks, everybody.
Yay! He went on to say in that we had about 10 more years before we were all going to be in a big, big hurt.
He also was leaving the campaign trail yesterday and going back home to El Paso. And why? Because Gus the Turtle is missing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Gus the Turtle is missing.
Can't make this up, can you?
No. I mean, good. Well, wow. Okay, no comment. But crazy? Yeah. Yep. Fruit of the Loom? Probably. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Joe Biden is out there, and of course, he's talking about a lot of different things, and you've written some articles. And just for the heck of it, and I haven't asked you this question, are you all excited now that you know that Joe Biden is in the race? I mean, does that really excite you?
I'm fine with it. I mean, he's it doesn't bother me. The money with all of these candidates that are out there, the money that is going around in order to support their campaigns is being diluted in a big, huge way. So with the money that he's raising, that would be necessarily money that a Kamala Harris could be using or you know, an Amy Klobuchar, who we never even hear about, or Tulsi Gabbard. So, I mean, let the Democrats spend all this money making these contributions. Fine with me.
Now, I meant to talk with you the other day about a story that you wrote, and for some reason I got sidetracked. I don't know. It might have been the Venezuela thing or whatnot. But you wrote an article about San Francisco being a threat to public safety, and said that a travel advisory was needed. You want to explain that?
San Francisco has got such a ridiculous homeless population that, you know, people are living on the streets. People are living in these quasi little mobile home things that are designed for camping and whatnot, and they've just decided to park them wherever they decide to park them. They might park them on a street in a neighborhood. They might park them, you know, any place. And then the refuge coming out of their toilets just goes into the street. So there's smell, there's needles, there's, I mean, all kinds of things. So it's a hazmat condition. It is virtually a threat to public safety, to the point where you have got workers now that twice a day hose down sidewalks to get the feces and the needles and the urine off the sidewalks. Well, where do you think all that's going? You know, it's just draining into the sewage system. And then from there into the storm system, not the sewage system, but the storm system, and then it gets dumped where? Into the oceans. So, you know, I would, I'd get the EPA or some, you know, some government organization to travel on out there and see what really is going on and declare, San Francisco a threat to public safety, period. And put up travel advisories. You know, don't go to San Francisco.
No, is not.
You know, you got HIV, you got hepatitis. God knows what you can get.
Is not Los Angeles also getting the same way rapidly?
Yes, yes. But you know, in San Francisco, who lives in San Francisco? Dianne Feinstein,
yeah,
and Nancy Pelosi.
Yep.
And they, neither of them have said a word about this, have they?
No, not a word. No. Mm-mm.
Exactly.
No, but you do see the pictures. We have seen them, and it's really disgusting. Now, one of their solutions is, and I think you probably saw this, is bringing in some of the smaller ocean containers and setting them up for people to live in the back of an ocean container. I mean, what are you going to do? Just drop into parking places on the street, apparently.
San Francisco doesn't look any different now than a third world country, does it?
No, not at all. It looks terrible.
And it used to be one of the more wonderful, terrific cities in the country. I mean, to go visit, it was a prestigious thing to do. It's really quite remarkable to me that you have got two very, very high-powered politicians in Washington, D.C. from San Francisco that have said nothing to challenge, the leadership, the city hall, the governor. I mean, it's shameful.
Mm. Now, remember we talked about the two military soldiers in Clint, Texas, which is an area that's very well known to our military because of the terrain that's there and the fact the water's very shallow and people can walk across or drive across from Mexico to the U.S. of A. And it's kind of like a regular route, if you will, not only for illegals but also for drug trafficking and other illegal activities. Remember we talked about that?
Yes.
Well, my retired colonel friend, let me know that he believes from what he's hearing, and this is something we heard a little while ago, the drug cartels are using drones to go up as intel and let them know where the openings are along the border where they can get things done. And he believes that a drone may have gone down on the U.S. side, and that's what these six paramilitary people were doing when they got there, was in the fact they were retrieving a drone, and when the National Guardsman from Washington State pulled up in that CBP vehicle, and they confronted them, and, you know, we now know the rest of the story.
So the cartels to be using drones is not a new phenomenon by a long stretch.
Correct.
That's been going on for quite some time. I'm not sure where the United States is with our Border Patrol using drones. We had, under the Obama administration, we had a fairly sizable drone program, but Obama grounded them.
Yeah.
We are using them, but I don't know in quite the volume that we once did, so I really can't say that you can go drone to drone in this situation.
Well, we'll find out eventually. I mean, the truth is going to come out. I mean, we're getting this information bits and pieces a little bit, and this is all, you know, consider the source, but my source is very well versed, and he was right on the first part of it, so we'll see where it goes. Oops, here comes the music in my ear. So that means we've got to let you go, and we will talk to you tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read her article, sign up for her daily sit rep, and you'll get her information as soon as I get it. How's that? I'll be right back with our Military and Veterans News segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Violent street battles left dozens of people injured in Caracas after Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido called for a military uprising against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. He got immediate support from the Trump administration. At the White House, aides are now openly calling on high-ranking officials in the Venezuelan government to join the opposition.
We want, as our principal objective, the peaceful transfer of power.
But White House National Security Advisor John Bolton has a warning for the leader who refuses to relinquish the Venezuelan presidency.
Nicolas Maduro and those supporting him, particularly those who are not Venezuelan, should know is all options are on the table.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Maduro was on a plane and ready to leave the country for Cuba, but he was talked out of it by Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news, our second report of the moment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. One here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, and the other one in Concord, Massachusetts. That's a suburb of Boston. And check them out online at naa.edu for more. Now, the Army has said that a soldier assigned to Camp Humphreys in South Korea died while home on leave in Charles County, Maryland, according to a release from the 2nd Infantry Division. That's all the information I have at the moment. Also, five soldiers under military control after reportedly stealing ordnance from Fort Hood in Texas. And gear adrift is not always, as the saying goes, a gift. And apparently somebody found something and then he just decided to walk off with it instead of doing the right thing. Now, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, the Army's most populated installation, home of the 82nd Airborne, spent a day in little and proverbial dark conditions as they lost their power back on April the 25th as part of an exercise designed to stress test the post in the face of a cyber attack. And they apologized. Fort Bragg apologized to all of their people on post for the power outage. Wow. It is what it is, right, folks? And the Army is also taking another stab at a rucksack portable unmanned aircraft. Now, the Army is taking a look at procuring another rucksack portable unmanned aircraft system after trying a variety of different ways to establish capability in the force over roughly the past decade. They had one that they were using this past week. I'm not sure if that's the model they're talking about. We'll have to wait till they come out and they say so. Now, the chief of naval operations has come out and said that the deployment of two U.S. destroyers to the Taiwan Strait is part of a strategy that will have U.S. ships making the first move so that we can force our competitors to respond and see what they'll do. Wow. Let's hope nobody gets sunk over it, right? And Navy technologies like unmanned and autonomous vehicles, artificial intelligence-directed energy weapons, are going to be very decisive in the future of things when it comes to modern warfare. Think about that for a second. By the way, Hill Air Force Base in Utah is getting ready to put the hammer down. Air Force F-35s from Utah and F-16s from New Mexico and South Korea will be conducting a large training exercise this week in Utah, flying out of Hill Air Force Base. And it will be followed by an 11-day combat hammer weapons evaluation, which will be conducted somewhere out west, not sure where yet. And in 2025, airmen will need to know more how to do their job than ever before, because the Air Force is now having their men and women hit the books to train for China and learn about the techniques that China uses against the United States, but their military does. Now, the Marine Corps, Marines in Afghanistan, are going to be receiving combat action ribbons as they prepare for the next helmet deployment amidst talks of troop withdrawal. Now, a fourth Marine rotation as part of the Task Force Southwest is preparing to deploy. Marine officials confirmed that. And despite discussions earlier this year between the White House and the Pentagon concerning the withdrawal of 7,000 U.S. troops from Afghanistan, that's still up in the air. Nobody knows where it's going. Now, again, We heard that our little friend, Mr. Eric Prince, has made a proposal to the folks in Venezuela on behalf of the Venezuela opposition leader, Mr. Guaido, to provide them with 5,000 Blackwater mercenaries to go up against the bad guys that are there and get Maduro out of power. Now, I don't know if this is going to happen or not, but it's pretty risky stuff. We put 5,000 of our people in there and they get shot all to hell, which is possible. Because remember, you're dealing not just with the locals, you're dealing with Russia, you're dealing with Cuba, you're dealing with China, and you may be dealing with Iran. All right. Chris Cuomo, the gift that keeps on giving, got into a discussion that got a little bit heated, talking about Antifa and the neo-Nazis and their legitimacy or non-legitimacy in the United States. Listen to this back and forth right here.
that right now.
Christy, to your point, though,
here's the thing. Let me bounce back at you on this. He said two things, okay? And I do want people to remember, he wasn't on this correction campaign back then. He had plenty of opportunities to do it. He didn't. He said two things. One, there's blame on both sides for the violence. Now, Steve, you can talk alt left all day long, and that's fine with me. I have no problem with it. People who are rogue actors and criminals deserve the harsh treatment of the law. But whether you want to talk about Antifa or Black Lives Matter or any of the groups that assembled that day to fight against neo-Nazis, you make a moral equivalent between those two actions, you're making a mistake in America. The president did it that day. And you know it was a mistake. I don't know why you don't own that.
No. Chris, you and I have talked about this before. I do not make any differentiation between neo-Nazis and Antifa. Just because they claim in their name that they are anti-fascist, their tactics are, in fact, totally fascist.
One of the groups who was created to kill people they don't like. The other group,
and so was
Black
Antifa.
Lives Matter,
Antifa
has hangers-on and aberrant actors within their ranks. But the groups were not created to destroy parts of humanity.
It's not aberrant within Antifa. They put on masks and helmets, and they show up with clubs to damage property and to hurt people.
They are
thugs.
The group.
They are America's brown shirts, and there is no difference between Antifa and those neo-Nazis. Both sides are thugs. Both sides are reprehensible. Look, here's the point about both sides, is a lot of really nasty people showed up there intending to do harm, and that's terrible. There were also very good people on both sides. And by the way, you say there was no one good protesting on to maintain statues.
Neo-Nazi
would disagree with you
rally.
Who would disagree with you is the New York Times. The New York Times, who quoted in August, they interviewed Michelle Percy, who showed up with a group of people who, according to the New York Times, had no interest in racism, but they did have interest in free speech
right.
and in preserving
did
Confederate
march
minors.
Alongside so the neo-Nazis? There.
Now, isn't that something? And let me go to the phone lines real quick. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, Chris Cuomo's a mistake, okay?
And yeah, he is.
Just a brother. Look, we've got definitive proof now, came out in the Mueller report, that Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. was created by Russian intelligence. Mm-hmm. How come the media is not saying anything about that? This has been a long-standing strategy of Russia, and before that, the Soviet Union. It goes back to what they call the nationalities problem, mm-hmm. where they pit nationalities against each other. And I also want to address what you guys were talking about with Denise Simon. You asked rhetorically, both of you, well, California's got two high-powered politicians. Why don't they do anything about the poop in the streets, the vagrancy, mm-hmm. the drug addicts, et cetera, et al., the illegal aliens? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why. Because they rely on them for votes. That's their private army. They're all practicing, the whole lot of them, including Obama. The entire left-wing movement is practicing on a gigantic scale chaos theory, i.e. Cloward Piven, mm-hmm. okay, where they're going to, you know, when you need a revolution, you got to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. The mm-hmm. eggs is us, the people, and they don't care about us.
You're right.
That's what it's all about. That's what this is all about.
Yep.
Because they profit from chaos, from hatred, from people fighting each other so they can move in, divide, conquer, and rule. And they play sides off against each other, and they shift around the side. It's a constant chaos game. When are people going to get wise to this? And Biden's doing the same thing, albeit in a low-key, more moderate
right.
scale. And oh,
okay.
by the way, Antifa...
You're going to get cut off, Ian. You're going to get cut off.
Antifa is the left-wing private army.
All righty. Well, sorry about that, Ian. You got cut off right there, but we got most of it. Okay, thanks very much, and I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, going to talk a little economics and maybe a little Venezuela.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Hey, you like good food? You want someplace to go for lunch? Well, why don't you join me? Why don't you join me tomorrow, Thursday, have lunch with the Captain at Mixin' Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe, because I'm going to be down there, and I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy all the homemade stuff that they have there. It's now Bradenton's hidden gem, the Groveside Cafe down there, and I look forward to seeing many of you for lunch, the regulars that we used to have when we were down there every Thursday. So come on down, try their food. And by the way, I love the amazing Superman sandwich, the nightclub sub too, and their burger isn't called the forklift burger for nothing. Large and in charge, seasoned to perfection, and your choice of cheese too. It will not disappoint you. By the way, you can always finish your lunch with an orange swirl ice cream cone. And my next guest likes orange swirl ice cream cones, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, right?
Yeah, it's a rarity. It's good stuff.
Yeah, they can send that to you, I was told, but I'll be darned if I know how. I got in order for me to transport it and bring it back to the station, I got to put it in like a core of some sort.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, Venezuela flared up big time yesterday. And we have a situation where 40 people were reported killed, over 100 people wounded, and they're going to go right back out on the street today. I hate to see people get killed when they're outgunned and outmanned and this, that, and the other. And you know who Blackwater is, right?
Yeah.
Eric Prince has offered to send 5,000 of his contractors in there to help out Mr. Glob, or whatever his name is, however you pronounce that, the person who's trying to enforce the Constitution there. Don't know if that's going to happen. Don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, listen, that means if we send them, then we got to pay for them. But I wouldn't. Yeah, as sad as it is to see that, again, this is another, you know, great example to all of you people who like to grab guns, what happens when you don't have an armed citizenry.
Right.
You know, Second Amendment right there for you. Government can have power over the people to that much of an extent. I don't believe, in my opinion, I don't believe the United States should be getting involved. We have to let this and other nations decide their own fate. They originally voted for Chavez way back in the day and led themselves to this point right now, as sad as it may be. It never looks good when you end up getting involved in other people's business, and it is their business. Whether we want to like it or not, no one likes seeing what happens here, no one likes what's happening over there, but the people over there have got to make that decision. They're going to have to get the military to oust this fella. I'm hearing that their elite forces, I guess, are against him now. I don't know exactly. I mean, if that's the latest news out of there, but you get the United States involved, it sullies the entire thing. It does. We give our support to the guy that they, the guy who says he's the next leader, the Democrat leader. That's fine, but I think actual physical involvement is not the way to go.
Yeah, now he's got a buffer of some 22,000 Cubans that are there, and they're not all just civilians. A lot of them are military. And he's also got the Hezbollah folks that are there in country. I'm talking about Maduro. And then, of course, he's got some Russians that came in, about 1,500 of them, which apparently came in to provide security for Mr. Guaido. And he's also got the Chinese that are there, reportedly, because they've got an investment in oil. They're the big owner of the oil stocks there.
Well, yeah, Russia and China have been bailing Venezuela out for a period of time, and I think they probably want to make sure that their investment doesn't go away. So one of the reasons why they're there. But no, it's not a good idea. We should sit on the side. In my opinion, we should be sitting on the sidelines and letting the people figure out, let the Venezuelan people deal with their own problems.
Right. And I just to change the subject just briefly here, we were telling you about the storms that were coming across Arkansas and the Midwest today. Catwoman and Raw Dog just said that they just hit some wind in Brinkley, Arkansas. Had some high winds there, so be careful, you guys and gals out on the highways tonight. Now, the other thing, Chris, that's going on is the stock market. How is it going to react to what's going on in Venezuela?
Again, it's not that big of a deal. Obviously, if we get ourselves heavily involved, it'd be a little bit bigger of a deal. How do they affect our markets? Again, a little bit in regards to oil, as far as the oil markets are concerned. But let's be honest, they're not pumping that much oil out of the ground anymore, not like they used to. They're fumbling all over themselves. So, no, they're not an effect on what's happening here. What do they put out? What do they do? Basically nothing.
Yeah. Now, I am talking to Chris Markowski, everybody, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show. And to find out more about him, you can go to watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website, and find out whatever it is that you need to know. Now, the other thing is the U.S. and our cyber officials are concerned. We've been talking to the British about different threats to the internet and telephones and all sorts of things related to communications, and they're going to have, the British are going to have a sit-down discussion, if you will, with, is it Huawei? Is that the way you say that?
Yes, Huawei.
Yeah, they're going to have a sit-down discussion with them about their devices that they make, their telephones in particular. And I don't know if they're going to outlaw them or what you're going to do, but there is a rumor to the effect that the British people may say no more of your phones.
Yeah, but the UK just granted Huawei, they gave them the okay to help install some of the 5G technology that's looking to go in. And, you know, and this is when we continue to find backdoors in these various different devices and how hackers can get in and get information.
Yeah.
So, again, I don't understand the back and forth with over there at the UK when it comes to this. I don't. I'm under the I go under the system of once bit, twice shy. And, you know, you keep catching these guys, you know, with, in essence, their pants down when it comes to this stuff. And I wouldn't want to be doing business with them. I mean, you want to go buy one of their phones? Have at it. I wouldn't touch one.
Have you heard of a device delivery app called Rappi, R-A-P-P-I?
What is it again? The device delivery?
Yeah, well, let me read you what it says here. The headline says, Japan SoftBank invests $1 billion in delivery app Rappi, R-A-P-P-I.
Vaguely, but SoftBank is a big venture capital institution in Japan that throws money at a lot of startup companies. That's one of the things that they do.
Okay, so that's something going on over there, must be. All right, and of course, we are aware of the fact that there's a lot of money just being thrown literally at the wall for different things. $2 trillion yesterday, the meeting at the White House between Nancy and Chuck and the president.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about this too. This to me is borderline insane. I mean, Trump comes out and has a nice meeting with Chuck and Nancy, gives them exactly what they want, and says they're going to spend $2 trillion on infrastructure. Now, listen, I understand we need to have a lot of infrastructure improvements here in the United States. A lot of areas are a joke, quite honestly, the type of conditions that are out there. However, who's going to be doing the building? How is it going to be done? How are these contracts going to be given out? If we're going solely with the government way of doing things, we know that there's going to be a ton of waste out there. Donald Trump knows this from his own experience when he did the Woolman Rink in New York City and took it away from the government and did it way under budget and saved them a fortune. Where is the money going to come from? We're $22 trillion in debt. They mentioned maybe raising the gas tax. We know that's coming. That's coming down the pipe, but that's not going to raise $2 trillion. We just spend, and there's just, the money's not there.
No, it's not. And by the way, found out yesterday that Iran is still exporting oil, even though I understood that there were sanctions put up against them, but apparently they're still exporting oil.
Yeah, they find ways around it. They always have, and go way back to the Mark Rich, who was pardoned by Bill Clinton, who was involved with that. So it's nothing new.
Mm. So would you say you were talking about today in your show, the $2
trillion? Yeah, definitely be hitting on this $2 trillion in infrastructure. I don't know whose credit card they're putting that on. It's probably going to be ours.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great show.
You have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Again, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Check him out. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Find out what stations he's at near you and become a listener to his show. All right, I'll be right back with the Colonel's Corner, Colonel Jim Warshak. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.